Okay, we are in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Gimel, Paragimel, Paragdalad. And the Paragimel, Paragalov, Paragbez, he states the dilemma of, let's call it Tzimtzum, even though he doesn't seem to be using the word too much, but it's the dilemma of, just to refresh your memories, as to if Hashem is everywhere, that means Hashem is in things. And if he's in things, that's a dangerous situation because then your Karav L'Avodah Zarah. If you say, very simply put, if you put Hashem into the Ma'aseh Bereishis, when he created the Ma'aseh Bereishis, if he put himself into the Ma'aseh Bereishis, so then you have a problem of possibly feeling that you should worship the Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hence, Avodah Zarah came into this world. If you take Hashem out of the Ma'aseh Bereishis, the Arizal says Bereishis is a Lashon Bar, Machutz, Bar, Milavar, Milagav. If you say Bereishis is out of this, and Hashem created the world, but Hashem sort of stayed here, so then you're saying we have a kashan enoid milvada. This is the conundrum of the creation of the world, not just the Nefesh HaChaim. So is Hashem everywhere, or is Hashem nowhere that we can see? but everything that we have here, He created.
Did you want to say that the problem with Him being in everything is also that He's in Makom Genofos?
So Rav Chaim Lajan says that. So he says that. He says that if you're going to say He's everywhere, if He's everywhere at everything that He created, so it comes out that the Beis HaKiseh is a Makom Kadosh. Excuse me. I forgot to shut that off. Right.
Can we ever explain
So let's talk about what is Kipshutai, what is Lo Kipshutai, and the lesson of the Baal Tanya in other places is that Tzimtzum is Kipshutai Veiner Kipshutai. That's his lesson. I know the Lubavitch Rebbe used to say that it's a Matzias Veiner Matzias. So it's like it's a little bit of an easy way out. It is and it isn't, you know. Matzias Veiner Matzias. Kipshutai Shalai Kipshutai. Just tell me, what do you think? Tzimtzum Kipshutai, what does it mean? What does the words mean?
That would be in the desk itself.
Okay. In Perek Dalad, in Perek Gimel, he apologizes for going into this. But he says that there's no choice. But I want to point out that in Perek, in the end of Perek Beis, just because we're going to refer back to this today, he references Ayin Roikeach, or Roikeach, I'm not sure what he was talking about, but that's Rav Eliezer Megormaiza. It was one of the Rishonim, or in the time of the Rishonim, 12th century, 13th century, like the time of the Baalei Tosfos, the Roikeach. In the yeshiva world, they call him the Roikeach. I think the diktuk is the Roikeach. But Ayin Roikeach, B'Seif Shar Kedushoyrish Kedushois HaYichud, this I'm reading from the end of Perek Beis, that he says, HaBoyre Einu Tzorech L'Makoyim U'Machoyim. Hashem does not need a place. Ki Haya Koydom Kol Hayois, because existed before there was such a thing as place. So obviously, he doesn't need a place, because he existed without a place. Vein Kirois V'HaKoyreis Choytzitzim L'Fanav. The end of Perek Beis. Vein kiris v'hakiris choitzitzim lefanov. And all of the walls and all of the beings, meaning the world as we know it, they're not choitzitz lefanov. They don't stop him. They don't divide him from the world. Ki loy haya boire davar shuhum mazik konektai. Because it couldn't be that Hashem would create something which would then not let him in. So I believe, I'm just going to say something radical right now. I believe that this Rokeach, and he references it a few times, is really the yesod of what the whole Nefesh HaChaim is talking about. Not just this Char Gimel, but everything. I think that the Rokeach And it sounds like simple words. He brings it almost to Agav Urcha, but he references it over and over again. And I think it's the, you say, let me just give you a drop of history in this. First of all, it's the way of the Litvisha yeshiva world to go back to the Rishonim, not to go back to the Arizal. But just an interesting part of history, an important, vital part of history to understand, is that during the time of the, from a secular point of view, let's talk about the time of the Crusades, 12th century, 13th century, was also the time of the Bali Tosfos. The Bali Tosfos lived during the First Crusade of the 12th century. And from Italy moved in a family called, was called Rav Shmuel HaChassid. Rav Shmuel HaChassid in the 12th century brought into Germany, moved from Italy, brought into Germany a musug of Chassidus. Chassidus, you know, doesn't directly mean what Chassidus means today, or Chassidim don't, but he started what was called the Kasa Chassidim. That's the history. 12th century, long before there was a Baal Shem Tov. He started something called the Chassidim. His son was Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was the author of the Sefer Chassidim. The Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the Sefer Chassidim, was the Sefer Rokeach. This was all the same time. You know, within 100 years, was the and others. There were other Talmidim of the in Germany. We think. I mean, I can't help but thinking of. You think about German Jewry. You think of something very Yekish. You know, not very Kabbalistic. I don't know how long that tradition goes. How long back that tradition goes? Were they like that in the time of Rebbe Eliezer, Megur Maiza, or Worms, or was were they like that in the time of the Rishonim, or did they just get like that lately? not sure. But you don't think about them as Mekubalim. And that was Gufa, the point. Italy was a place of Kabbalah. The Marami Padua, there was early Ramami Pano, there were early Mekubalim there. So when Reb Shmuel HaChassid moved to Germany for whatever, because of wars and pogroms and things like that, he actually moved right into the lion's mouth. So he introduced the inyan of what the secular world of the history world likes to call the Pietists. They call them the Pietists, the Chassidim. They were the Chassidim. And there were many inyanim of Kabbalah, and there were many inyanim of Hanhaga, of being a tzaddik, and a lot of Hafrasha, meaning that from there came the movement of being Poiresh from Gashmias, and a sort of an ascetic idea, which was not known in the world of Ashkenazi Jewry at that time. So they brought Chassidus, if you will, into Ashkenazi Jewry. And if you look at the Sefer Chassidim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, not to be confused with later Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, but I think the one who built the Horvashul, that was much later. But Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid from the time of the Rishonim, I'm not 100% sure if he was considered a Rishon, except for he was in the Tzkufa of Rishonim. Not everybody lived in the Tzkufa of Rishonim were Rishonim. I mean, the people owned grocery stores too. They weren't Rishonim. They just lived in the Tzkufa of Rishonim. But I mean, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was certainly in the Tzkufa of Rishonim, and possibly was considered a Rishon, however you figure out who's a Rishon, who's not a Rishon. But his main contribution of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was Chassidus. And he wrote, and this is the important historical note here, he wrote the Shir HaKavod. The Shir HaKavod, of which we do part of it on Shabbos morning, is Anim Smiros. Anim Smiros, or Shir Merug, which seems, in its context, and in its davening context, like an unimportant part of davening. A kid goes up at the end, right during the announcements, before the announcements, while everybody's leaving. That's the Shir HaKavod on Yom Kippur. You say the whole thing, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. On Shabbos, Anim Smiros is Yom HaShabbos. The whole Shir HaKavod, if you look at the whole thing, is, when you look at it carefully, intelligently, is dealing with this question. That's the whole Tmunas Hashem. We can take almost every part of the one of Shabbos, but all of it, particularly, I believe, Yom Shlishi, deals with the Makoyim of Hashem, and it was a poetry which spelled out the philosophy of what became the philosophy of German Jewry at that time, Ashkenazi Jewry at that time, which was trying to explain Tzimtzum, whether Hashem is here or whether he's not here. Very, very simple thing. And if you go through the Shiur, oh, I can't say I did so be'iyun, but I certainly have, do you know, the minhag is that a kid says Anim Zmiris. Do you know why? Because you have to have somebody who never did a chet. That's why a kid says Anim Zmiris. It's a very, very holy thing, Shir HaKavod. And Shir HaKavod, Kishmai Kein Hu, because the whole shita of the Shir HaKavod is that there is no Hashem per se is not here, but Malei Kol Haaretz Kivodoi Shir HaKavod. So it's the covet of Hashem. Do we know what it means? No. The whole Shir HaKavod, which is pages and pages and pages, you see in your Yom Kippur Machzor, the whole Shir HaKavod is all, as the Gros says on it, what's his Lashon, beautiful Lashon, he says, Tayare Hashem B'Shlila, says the Gaon. Tayare Hashem B'Shlila, we're defining Hashem in the negative. In other words, the most we could do, says Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, is tell you what he is not. We can't tell you what he is. Nobody can understand what Hashem is, so forget about it. It's not necessary to understand Hashem. It's not necessary to understand a lot of things. And it is possible. Oh, you're just in time for the most important sentence. It is possible to not understand something at all and yet take part in it. Nachon? Like, let's say I don't understand at all how the digestive system works. I still eat. Please, shiur. Don't stop eating. I mean, maybe people understand how the digestive system works somewhat, but it's mipilei habria, how the whole thing works, and we all know it was the large intestine and a small, that we know, but how every organ takes exactly what it needs from the food as it's being digested through and as it turns into blood. I mean, who understands it? But it doesn't. Understanding, not understanding, doesn't stop us from eating. And understanding, and I'm saying the mushal in my own words, of the digestive system, but you see the Nefesh HaChaim throughout Shar Gimel says the same thing, that understanding the Tzimtzum or not understanding the Tzimtzum does not affect our Avoda at all. It doesn't affect our Avoda at all. You don't need to understand it to do it. And this is, by the way, not an unintelligent point of view. Like, you don't need to understand it because he's different. Not that Reb Nachman is unintelligent, but that's what Reb Nachman says. So I don't understand it, just leave it alone. I don't think he means what the Nefesh HaChaim says. He's saying that, and he says here, we're going to get to Perek Dalet, and I'm speaking out loud because I want to make my point, speaking outside a little bit. But he says in Perek Dalet that it's important to understand that when we say that the seichel is limited, so that's not a doesn't mean we're unintelligent. That's not what it means. When we say the seichel is limited, is the seichel of a person is part of the bria, and the bria is mugbal. So how could something mugbal understand something which is einoy mugbal? It's not within our ability to understand it. In other words, it's like saying that a table should understand a person. This has the hagbolos of a table. Person is something different. So a person to understand Hashem is the same paradigm shift. It's impossible to do it. So we're saying that the seichel is mugbal. It's not that we're not smart enough to get it. You understand that there's a nuance here. It's not that we're not smart enough to get it. It's a different keli altogether. It's possible, says the Rokeach, if you look inside, it's possible to understand Hashem with your neshama. But it's not what's being done. So the point is this, that I believe that the Nefesh HaChaim, it's a chiddush. I can't find it in any sefer. I'm saying a chiddush, and take it or leave it. It's mine, but you can have it. That I believe that the Nefesh Chaim is repeatedly repeats the Rekeach, which is Tzkufas HaRishonim, the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, because he goes with his Shita. The Shita of the time of Rishonim is the Shitas HaRekeach, and came before the Arizal, and before the Balatanya, and before the Gra, came before everything, was the Shitas HaRekeach. And here he quotes a little part of a book, and he says, Haborei Noitzarech, let's read it one more time, with that historical context. Haborei, this is at the end of Perek Beis, Shar Gimel Perek Beis, Haborei Noitzarech Lamachay Mumachay. The Creator doesn't need a place. I have a proof, he says, because he existed before there was such a thing as place. Space is, after all, something Hashem has created, so how can you say that Hashem needs a space?
So why do we call him a makom?
Oh, so that's the pshat. Eino oilam mekoimai, impossible. Eino oilam mekoimai, can't be. That's exactly what he said. Elohu mekoimai shel oilam. The world is occupying some space in Hashem. But again, you know, like the Sefer Dekrah is the most important thing here, that Nefesh HaChaim is the first one to dwell on this Chazal, that Kihu mekoimai shel oilam, okay, that's the hard part. But what's pashut is ve'ein ha'olam mekoimai. Whatever you're going to say, ain't mikra mitzvah b'yipshuta. Chazal say ein ha'olam mekoimai. This is not the makom of Hashem. And here he brings the rokeach. He brings the rokeach to prove this point, or to back up this point. Because Hashem can't possibly need a place, because he was around before there was such a thing as space. Vein kirois, interesting. Vein kirois v'hakirois choitzitz in lefanav. This is like this is the conundrum again. Vein hakirois v'hakirois choitzitz in lefanav. Okay, there is stuff in this world. There's walls. There's beams. There's gashmius. It's not choitzitz from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Well, meaning once you, here's a kasha. Once you're saying that Hashem doesn't need a place, he's out of the place. So now, what happens when there's such a thing called a place? Is he there or not? So he says the Rekeach, Ein kiris v'akiris choitzitz in lefanav, Yilai ha'yabar yadavar shumazik kenegdai. Can't be that he's not part of the gashmius of this world, because why would he create a house that he has no key to?
And how could he be one?
But I'm learning the Rokeach. So you understand, like, there's like an inherent contradiction, if you will, in the Rokeach itself. And that is that is what we're going. If you move on,
what's the contradiction exactly?
Because he's saying that he doesn't need a place, but you can't say that he doesn't have a place. The ain kiris v'kiris choitzitz in lefanav. So that means he is there. So it could be he doesn't need a place, but he has a place. I don't, you know.
He's the place.
He's the place.
That place.
No, but what's kiris and kiris?
I can't. My kiros and kairos don't really separate me from him.
Mm-hmm. Your kiros and kairos, which means what? That he's within you?
No, I'm within him. You said that before, I'm within him. So I'm within him, he's all around, he's there. And as soon as the kiros and kairos are in
right.
Me, he's
right. Sure. So there's only one thing, and that's Hashem. So the Nefesh HaChaim comes to this conclusion from here that the world doesn't really exist. With what? Once you say that it's not Hashem going into those places, different levels of or. Or. So the mashal of the Arizal, to explain all this, is that it's an or. What we can understand is or. That's what the Arizal says. Again, obviously it's a mashal. It goes to a certain extent, depending on how much, you know, how thick the window is and how tinted it is and how many chatzitzos you have. So Hashem can get into anywhere, but or is blocked. And that's the way he's understanding. I'll tell you, by the way, a yesoid, which is useful here. I heard this from Rav Morgenstern, sitting with him in Mezhebush. He says that in the Sifrei Mekubalim, he talks about the Ein Sof. They talk about the Ein Sof. Ein Sof means, is another term for Hashem, yeah? The Ein Sof, the infinite one, Ein Sof. So he says that it was just a kitzer. They never talk about the Ein Sof. They only talk about the Or Ein Sof. And he has a whole thesis that whenever you see Ein Sof, it really means Or Ein Sof. And very often it was a printer's mistake because it's Aleph, Aleph, Samach. So which everyone says is the Ein Sof, just a kitzer, but it's not the Ein Sof, it's the Or Ein Sof. There's no discussion of the Ein Sof. Who's discussing infinity? They discuss infinity. You could discuss the Or of the Ein Sof. That's what he told me. I have no idea whether he's right or wrong. I'm just saying that that's what he knows. But that's what he told me. So whenever we're talking about anything, my point being that we're really talking about the Or. And that's really, and he holds, Agav, because I had this discussion with him, he holds that, in this sense, there's no difference between the Balatani and the Gra, Tzimtzum Kipshutei, Tzimtzum Shalai Kipshutei, because we're all talking about the Or. We're not talking about the Ein Sof and where the Ein Sof. We're talking about where the Or Ein Sof. He's probably right. It's Nishma correct that there's really not that kind of a big machloikus between them, whether God is in the, you know, whether it's pantheism or not. It's not Mustafa. So it's all about how does the Or get in. What, but again, it's important to remember the Or is a mushel. The Or is not talking about Or. So here, if we get to Parak Dalad, see something for a second. Oh, here he quotes in Parak Dalet, and I want to read through it quickly because there's no use reading through it slowly. We're not going to understand it one way or the other. let's read through it quickly. L'chashiv adover al-mechoyna. In Parak Gimel, he says, there's no choice but to try to figure this out. He says, there's no choice. This is part of being a Jew. L'chashiv adover to make this thing clear, that we can try to understand something which is a famous sentence in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Shehu Yisporech Shemoi Memali Kol Almin Bahashva Gemura. Okay, familiar or not familiar? There's two ways. Everyone's seen the diagrams of the circles, the igulim. So there's two ways, in a very simple level, there's two ways to see Hashem in these circles, the circles being the world, the spheros, and the emanations of Hashem. One way is Mesaviv Kol Almin, that Hashem sort of surrounds the entire world, like you put on a jacket, like you're surrounded by air. It's a levush. Saviv Kol Almin. Another way, says the Tikkunim, is Memali Kol Almin. The Kava Yosher, Kava Or, goes into the Igulim, and it actually fills it up with Or. These are two Bechinos. They're not a stereo one to the other. They could both be true. But he's Mesaviv Kol Almin, Memali Kol Almin. So, we're shtelling on Shu Yisbarach Shemay Memali Kol Almin Bashva Gemur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills up the world, says the Zohar, with complete equality. There's no difference between this place, that place, and the next place. Harei Matsinu, we have found Shagam Boi Loma Yisrael Yoinim Kol Eilam Choloku Meshunim Mechaveru B'Bchina Shainim. Even in the Eilam Yisrael Yoinim, it's different. There's things. Binyin Yischabrusi Yisbarach Eleim Atzilus Bria Yitzira Asiya, when she comes back to Amisat Tikunim, the Asher Spheres to Atzilus Malkun behind. Listen to this again, words, but there's Atzilus is the highest word world. Atzilus says the Zayir, it's Kulei Elikus. It's Kulei Elikus. It's not Hashem. Atzilus not Hashem, but it's Kulei Elikus. So in the world of every one of these worlds has 10 spheres. Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. We're most familiar with Asiya. We crick a little bit into into the higher world, but not Atzilus is Kulei Elikus. In the world of Kamashkasa Bagdamas, the Esher Sphere is the Atzilus Malka behind. There's complete malchus in Atzilus. In other words, Hashem is in the world of Atzilus on every bechina. Iyu v'garmei chad behind. Hashem is one there. Inun v'chayeyun chad behind. Madlav hachi, which is not the case. Ba'asher shirish debriya dlav inun v'iyu chad. You hear this? Just you hear these words that in the world of Atzilus, everything is complete one. In the world of Bria, no. This is called, which we're all right. We're like light. Think about. Well, you're all the way down in Hei Yetzira, but the Bria is the world of Kisei HaKavod.
That's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see Hashem's front, because then he would become echad with him again.
That's right. Very good. Arizal says pshat. That's the pshat in Arizal. So,
Alma de Piruda.
Oh, that's what we call in more Maral language, the Alma de Piruda. The Alma de Piruda is that the look light also scatters like that, right? There's the one point of light in the Kudas Or, and then it reflects differently. So in the world of Atzilus, everything is one. Mashenkin in the world of Bria. Bria is the world of Kisei HaKavod. Bria is where Hashem created Neshamas. So things started to get Mifurat, which was the way the Bria worked. The way the Bria worked is like a, it was one like the, what's it called? The Big Bang. So in Ruchnia. So everything was one. We're not talking about in Gashmias. Everything is one. And then in the world of Bria, it started to spread out. The world of Yetzirah spread out. And over here, it's so spread out. The Maral says at the beginning of Avos, that's why we have such a problem with Sinas Chinam. Because we're in such an Alma de Piruda, and everybody has to become an individual, and everything has to be separate from the other. We're not just one big lump. You wouldn't have a garden if all the grass was one piece, one plate. You know, it has to, everything is separate as it can be. And today, microscopically separate. Atomically separate. We're no longer with the sheet of everything is made out of earth, wind, and fire. Like today, it's atoms. Like so, it's Alma de Piruda to the umph degree, and the Maral says, hence we have so much Pirud, because that's the Bria of the world is Alma de Piruda. Hence, everybody has to bring out their individuality. But Hashem is Echad in the world of Atzilus. Ein Beis Chaim Shar Hishalshus Hayut Sviris Reish Seder Atzilus Bekitzer Kasev Shein Soif Baruch Hu Nochinas Hislab Shusay Vispashtusay Bechol Olamos Einor Nogeya V'Davik Zulasi Ba'Olam Atzilus Levad. The only place you're going to find that the complete Achdus of Hashem is in the world of Atzilus. Loi Bebriya Yitzira Asiya V'Lachem Misham Olamata Yishtana Mehusam. It's a different shift. It's a different paradigm. V'Sham. But he's bringing a lot of rice to this because it's a bit kiddish. V'chein b'shar jushe abia atzilus b'riyutzi asiya perik zayin b'feirish b'pirish maimer atikunim hanal kosev shatzilus kulay gam b'chinas hakelim nikra likus gamar. Okay, you got the point? That atzilus is one, elikus. Mashen came b'briya yitzir nasiya. V'chein b'vorish ha-machilu ka'atzmi shebein atzilus ha-gimol ilamis. And there, he explains in the Eitz Chaim, the difference, the essential difference between Atzilus and the Gimel Lamais, Bria Yitzir Nasira, Binyan Elikus. So the Atzilus is Kulay Elikus, and Bria Yitzir Asira, this world, for instance, is not Kulay Elikus. Hence, you can have a difference between a Beis Hakise and a Shul. Vayin Bereish Shar Tzion Lamais Habia Bagdamas Harav Chaim Vital Vashar Shdalshlus Hayud Sviris Parag Gimel Vashar Atzelam Parag Aleph. We're not going to do any of that. Vashar we're not going to take his instructions and look at the things. Vashar Shemus Parag Aleph Vashar Seder Abia Parag Beis Bereish Parag Gimel. He knew the Zohar. Ukiyotze Kamachiluke Bechinas Vinyanim Shonim Ben Ha'Lamis Prati Prati Vur Bechazor Divrei Arizal Vayin Hetev B'Soif Sefer Arba Meir Shekel Kesef. There's a sefer called Arba Meir Shekel Kesef. I think it's written by the Marami Padua, I think. Binyan idiyasa yisbarach shmai mikoidem b'maisa ha'adam shechilek ha'arizal b'zabeno ilamais. Okay, v'yeser alken, I'm going fast because I want to get to where we can. V'yeser alken shemetzinu kama mikrois. We find many psukim. My el elyoin, yoishev b'shamayim. Asher Amalei Mikra Kasu V'Yavshulayim. How can we say Yoishev Bashamayim? What does it mean? Chayin Manu Rabbi Seinu Eser Kedushas Yud Gimel Machanos Mikachezu Lamal Mizu Avla Mita Seinin Hatoz Necha. But what you want to understand this, listen carefully. And this is, he says, the Pshat. It's very clear that when it comes to Hashem, he's both Mimali Kol Alman V'Soyvev Kol Alman. Yes? He goes through the Kava Yosher, goes into the middle and fills everything with light, and he also surrounds the world with light. V'hainu, what does it all mean? Shemit Sidai, and here he introduces us to a brand new idea for Nebuchadnezzar. The idea being there's a difference between Mitzidai and Mitzidainu. From Hashem's point of view, let's say, and from our point of view. Shemit Sidai Yisbarach Nikra B'Bchinas Memala Kol Alman. From Hashem's view, he's Memali Kol Alman. He's everywhere in this world. Umitzidenu, from our point of view, Kviyasher Nistavenu B'Toyer Akdoisha B'Nin Hanagoisa B'Toyer Mitzvahs, from the fact that Hashem told us how to live in this world, Alpi Toyer, Alpi Mitzvahs, the Chumash, the Toyer, Ukviyas Agosenu B'Chush, and how we can see things. You know, we can only see things with what we see, Mitzius. Nikri Yisbarach Shmai B'Pchinas Sevu Kolam. Meaning, again, is Hashem Memali Kolamin or Mesayvu Kolam? This Nefesh HaChaim brilliantly takes the Machlekes, the Gra, and the Baal Shem Tov to a place of Zohar. It's a very clear point that they're both, there's two things. There's Memali Kol Alman, which means Tzimtzum Gamur, and there's Sevev Kol Alman, which means not Tzimtzum Gamur. So it's all in the Zohar. So what is it? Which one is it? Is he Memali Kol Alman or Sevev Kol Alman? It depends. Mitzidei, no Mitzidei. Do you see the genius in this? Mitzidai or Mitzidainu. It depends where you're looking from.
It's like relativity.
Like relativity.
So what's with the...
I would agree if I knew what relativity was. But yeah, it sounds like it's like relativity.
So Kipshuta Lo Kipshuta, that was the question you started with. So is that...
Same question.
His perspective or versus our perspective?
Yeah. But I don't think it means...
That's why he learned that.
That's what you... What?
I think that's...
Right. It's hard to say that it means God's point of view, our point of view. It's just hard to say. I mean, there's two ways of looking at it, I think is a better way of saying it. So, kefiya sagasenu bachush, according to the way we can see things in the reality of what reality, nikri yisbarach shmait b'china sevim palam. Hashem's out there. Look, it's a very simple thing. When we dive into Hashem, what are we davening to? Out there, Hashem. There's a melech that's running this whole world. Isn't that how every child, every person, every tzaddik davens? Hashem is not in the siddur. Avinu shebashamayim. Avinu shebashamayim. We're comfortable with that, by the way. We're comfortable with that. How else are we going to? The moment that you're davening to something, it's of a dessert. He's memali kol alman. Because Mitzidenu, he's not Mamali Kol Alman. We have no musig in it. Shebechinas Mamali Kol Alman, who kvoid alekim haster davar Mitzidenu. It's complete hester. We always said at the beginning that when we say that our seichel is limited, that's not a limitation, that's a mitzias. The bria is, Hashem made us not to understand this. Like, don't even, it's Hashem created us not to understand this. It would be like an animal talking.
What's the base of Mikdash? What's the Mishkan? Say Hashem.
Shechina.
So what's Shechina?
Okay. Mamala Kol Alman is B'Shechina. It's not Hashem. It's not that Elokus Gamor. It's not a look. Yet, you know, I always mention this point. Like, we daven. So the one thing that's Ma'akiv Tefillah, you have to daven again, is Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. Sir Chaim Brisker says, that's the Ma'akiv of Tzila. Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samad, I have to be standing in front of Hashem. Okay, so it's just one small thing. After that, if you don't have Kavanah, Baruch Aleinu or Allah Tzadikim, okay, like you daven. But Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samad, that's the only thing which is impossible to do. what is it? Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samad is, How am I? I'm standing in front of Hashem. I'm picturing Hashem standing in front. There's one thing you're not allowed to do. What are you going to picture? The moment that you put a picture in front of your mind, you know, he's a tzaddik with a long white beard, bzzz, you're out. He's energy, you're out. Like, what do you, and we're asking every bar mitzvah kid, Shivisi Hashem, Lenek, do something. That's makiv. Everything else, like, you know, take it easy on. But this is an important thing. It's a davar shein aseichel masiv. What are we doing here? Shivisi Hashem l'nek disamen. So you put a big picture of yudkei vavkei. That's not good enough. Shivisi Hashem l'nek disamen. The Mishnah Berurah says so. If you're having a hard time with this, so picture yudkei vavkei. But okay, but that's not the shivisi Hashem l'nek disamen. So the answer, the pashat answer to this is, if we would be davening with our seichel, that would be akasha. Because the seichel can't be massive. But who says we're davening with our seichel? Davening with our neshama, or davening with our heart. Same libeinu. Right? B'chol levavcha, say better. B'chol levavcha. Right? B'chol nafshechem, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshechem. It's a tefillah.
Avodah shebelev.
Avodah shebelev. So the lev, whatever the lev is, nachajas, but the lev can be basic something, but it's not seichel, it's not mathematical, it's not a picture. So shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid, the whole yisoid is, how is this possible? Because we're not davening with our brains altogether. That's the wrong way to daven. The minute you're davening with your seichel, then you can't daven. You have to daven on a higher level. So that's, which means what I just said is true, it means that when we daven, we're connecting to Hashem a little bit mitzidoi, not mitzidenu. Not in terms of havana, but in terms of what is. V'ini ki vada yo'emes shemitzidoi yisvarech hamata achar shebar v'chidosh ha'ilomis v'ritzani hu memala kol ilomis v'amakoymos. The fact is that once Hashem created the world, He's everywhere, as the Rokeach says. Everything is echad.
Isn't that
a bit
I mean,
Rashi
says that
Hashem
is the
Rokeach.
We said before that Hashem is creating the world every moment. He's recreating it every second. In other words, it's not that He created it and now He's here or there or somewhere, but He's constantly creating the same thing.
Nachon. Nachon.
So where in other words,
He's constantly being memale kol alman. What? You don't understand?
Yeah, but
Rabbi is calling Meshiva Gomer v'achtus pasha be'einoid milvadei k'mashmoi mamish. K'moshe kasavti le'el mimikrois mefurashim u'b'shem harokeach. Just want to point this out. As I've said before, he's basically taking the sheet of the rokeach. Trust me on this one. It's all the sheet of the rokeach. L'ol nefesh chayim, the sheet of the rokeach.
So how does the Gra relate, or the Baal HaTanya relate to the Rokeach?
I don't think he does. Maybe he didn't have it. But I think it's a whole shita of Chasidus, which discusses, the whole thing discusses this issue. Here, let me say a Chumash. I just want to show you something for a moment. Here's something we all know. Just let's look at it again with fresh eyes. The Chumash says, "Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe." Hashem spoke to Moshe. Elokim. Yeah. You see, it's important to understand that Hashem Yudke Vavke is Mitzidoi. Elokim is Mitzidenu. Mitzidenu. This is the. Vaydaber Elokim al Moshe vayomer elav ani Hashem ani yudkei vavkei. What's he saying? He's giving a lesson in Kabbalah here. That Elokim is the Mahus, but you should know ani yudkei vavkei. Yep. No, mitzideinu. So mitzideinu, the way you perceive it is. So Hashem goes on. Bo'era el Avram vel Yitzchok vel Yaakov vel Shadoi. Ushmi Yudkei Vavke loy noidati lohem. And he's giving Moshe Rabbeinu Musar for him wanting to understand Hashem Yudke Vavke. So Rashi says, Vayemer Lavani Hashem, Va'era El Ha'avois Bekel Shatkai. Hiftachtim Haftachais Ubekulan Amarti Lahem Ani El Shaddai. Every time I promised something to the Avos, you're going to have Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have children, right? Ani Kel Shakai, that's what he said. Ushmi Yudke Vavke Loi Nardati Lahem Loi Hadati. Inksiv, it doesn't say Loi Hadati. Elo Loi Noidati. What does it mean?
They did not perceive.
I didn't have to tell them my midas ha'emes. Shalem nikrishmi yud kevavke. It was good enough for the avos to see them. They didn't have to have a CD. That's what he's saying. Nem and lam is tvarai. I know they know that amemes sharev tachtim lo kiyamte. Moshe Rabbeinu, for some reason, wanted to know more, like you said, the face of Hashem, pnei Hashem. He wanted to see something more. I didn't see this for a while, but bear with me for a moment. In the Sifsei Chachomim, it says here, just to explain. Rashi Mufarish Hefresh Ben Shem Kel Shakai Uben Shem Hashem. Balzapir Sharei of Tachti Veloi Kiyamti Shadang Loi Zochem Itzad Mas Sehem. Aval Avtocha B'Shem Hashem Hu Beloitznai. Afilu Loi Zochu. You get it? Sifsei Chachamim says a gewaldige thing here. He says that there's a whole different hanhaga between the Kel Shakai, or Elohim for that matter, and the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the difference is this, that in the Shem Shakai, or in the Shem Elohim, Hateva, as you say, you have to deserve things. You have to deserve things. There's a Semput a Seder in this world. So you have to deserve things.
And how is the Mishpat?
Mishpat. Everything. Star Boinesh, Bechira, everything. In the world of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and he's explaining Rashi over here. In the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, even if they don't deserve it at all, Avul Bahavtocha b'shem Yud Kei Vav Kei hu b'loy t'nai afilu loy zachu, means that in the world as we understand it. There's Shchar V'Onesh. You have to deserve things. Some things are good, some things are bad. Some things are problems. In the world of Ani Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, everything is Achdus Gemur. So there's no such thing. So which is what we mean when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's all one thing. It all comes to the Echad. So something that is impossible for us to perceive is the Echad. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to perceive that Echad because he was worried that the Bnei Yisrael did not deserve to go out of Mitzrayim and go into Eretz Yisrael and get a Torah and all that stuff. He questioned it, and he said, "They're going to ask me, what's your name? What am I supposed to tell them? Because if I tell them Elohim, and if I tell them Kel Shakai, which is they're not the Avos." They're not going to believe anything that they're going to go free and they're going to get the Torah. I have to know what the Asmi is, what the Echad is of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And on this, Hashem became angry, sort of, and he said, why are you asking me my Shem HaMafarish? It's not the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. We understand that without this pasuk. What the essence of Hashem is, you don't need to understand that.
So what's my Eda and Eda Yodoteh?
One second. L'chein emor l'vnei Yisrael, ani Hashem. I am Hashem. Rotzeis hi'eschem itach ha'sib lois mitzrayim. V'itzel ti'eschem avidosam. V'gal ti'eschem Yisrael natu v'shvatim g'doylam. V'chach ti'eschem l'ilam. I'm doing all these things. Ki ani Hashem elokeichem amoy ti'eschem itach ha'sib lois mitzrayim. Because I'm Hashem. Meaning, you don't have to, what he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu is you don't have to understand it. So what we have, let's leave with this. that there's Baruch Hashem a lot more to say here. But there are two levels. Let's call it, there's a lot of languages for this dichotomy. One language for it is Memali Kolom Almin Mesavim Kolom. Another way of saying it is the Shem Yudke Vavke and Elohim as it manifests in this world. Two dinim. And this is Nefesh HaChaim and the Shitas HaRokeach, that it's both true. It's both true, but one's Mitzi Day, no one's Mitzi Day. So there's...
So what's Kel
Shakai? Bria. Misho Elam Elam Dai. It's the shame of the Bria. So he's saying, this is the Bria. So for the Avos, okay, that's the Bria. But but you should know that there's a background thing happening. Like the famous mushel of the father who's putting the son through all kinds of acrobatics and making him scared and making him worry. But Ba'etzem, he's there for him. I'll call upon him, he's not going to let his son fall. Right? Like when you're teaching a kid how to walk, you know, you're not going to let him fall. But the kid thinks you're going to let him fall. So trust me. Hashem's saying, trust me on this, that Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem. I trust you. And Rabbi Kiva died by saying, okay, I trust you. Marich Be'echad. It was Marich Be'echad. So that's our beginning of, and the more we understand the Rokeach, and for that matter, the Anim Zmiris, and the Shir HaKavid, which is all about this, the more we can understand Nefesh HaChaim, the more we can understand the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it starts getting to be very relevant to
us. Is this Ramchal's and
is it what?
Ramchal's chiluk is Hanhagas HaMishpat
HaKadosh. Exactly the same as Ramchal.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly the same as Ramchal and the Klach.
What's the Yadot Enoch? Ma'eda, what's according to, in terms of what we just learned.
But my age, where am I going to see it in the world of Elohim? In the world of Mesaviv Kol Almin.
So,
but in other words, this is the dichotomy of Sefer Shmos.
Hashem complained with Moshe Rabbeinu that he wants to know what the others didn't complain about. But Avram did complain. He wanted to know. So what's the shadow?
He didn't say he wanted to know the Yud Kei Vav Kei. He just wanted, if I'm happy to be in this world, but I need a simon then in this world.
Why? Was that
a lack of betachon.
A lack of betachon.
Yeah, he got punished for that. It was the whole. We went to Mitzrayim because of the Maida. We got punished for that.
But didn't.
But in other words, we are expected, from our perspective, Mitzidenu, to trust in the Ani Hashem. And that's called betachon. That's what betachon means. I'm one of betachon. So that's betachon means that I can't be masigit. The only thing we know is yashvucha l'fi masecha. We can see what you're doing. So Avraham Avinu said, "Okay, I don't get it, but ma'eda, how am I supposed to understand this? Trust me."
It's not in our sikhli hasava, but it's in our mahus, in who we are as a Jew, to have a betachon.
Exactly what I'm saying.
To have that connection.
It's exactly what I'm saying. How do we daven? You don't daven with your seichel. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get it out, seichel. So the whole nekuda is to understand that the bria of the seichel is a limited bria, like a book is limited. It's a limited bria. The bria of the neshama, chelak elikai, is not limited. So from a neshama point of view, it's possible to be masig Hashem. But it's not hasaga. You're not going to be able to draw a picture.
It's hard that Moshe Rabbeinu can have a havamina, the finite seichel that he has.
Such a level of nevuah. Nevuah.
Is he repeating the Avraham Avinu's mistake?
I don't think so. I don't think it's the same thing. Avraham Avinu was saying, like, I'm asking not to know what's going on in the world of Atzilus, but I need to have some kind of a simon here. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I want to see Me'achorei HaPargui. I want to see. And this Hashem said, just tell him it's going to be okay. And he said again in Har Sinai. This was in Parshas Va'era, again in Parshas Kisisa, Hareini No. This was his passion. I want to see the other side. La yirani adam l'chai. Can't see it as long as you... La yirani adam l'chai. Maybe when you die you have a chance, but not now. It's not going to happen. But it's pelodic that this argument is really the sugya of the Nefesh HaChaim. For this argument between Hashem and Moshe is the sugya of Tzimtzum. That's exactly the sugya of Tzimtzum.
Wait, but doesn't the Quran hold kind of, doesn't it negate the whole shit of Nefesh HaChaim? I mean, how could it be? But I mean, Hashem was in Moshe Rabbeinu.
V'lo yada ki Quran arpano. No.
But the point is that it was an emanation of Hashem within from Moshe Rabbeinu.
How do you know that's what it means?
Well, I don't know. What does it mean?
What does it mean? What light comes from a light bulb?
So, but isn't that,
there's something special about him.
What?
No, but you don't know it's the aura of the Ein Sof that was coming. Doesn't say that in the pasuk. But even if it was the aura Ein Sof, even if it's true that it was the aura Ein Sof, you know, as Rabbi Morgenstern said, the aura Ein Sof is not the Ein Sof. It's the aura Ein Sof. A whole different story. So good. It could be Moshe Rabbeinu was told, that's the Achorei, that's the back. You can see the aura Ein Sof.
My point is, it must be that they're very close together. But
uh-huh. It's interesting that Hashem showed him the Kashya Shel Tefillin. So what's the Kashya Shel Tefillin? What's the Kashya Shel Tefillin? That's what's Makashir, the Moichin, to the Guf. The Kashya Shel Tefillin is exactly where, and it has to be very exact, where yes, there's what we don't understand, ironically, is our Seichel, but then there's the Meisim. So it's like a Chilek and Hashem's Kashya Shel Tefillin, the interface, but Hashem's Kashya Shel Tefillin is, this is as far as you're going to see. I'll show you the Kashya Shel Tefillin. That's as far as you're going to see. You want to see higher? You can't. Well, you're on the Adam Machai. So he gave him, at that moment, the highest possible Re'iyah.
So what was that? Or I know it was a physical light that people were seeing. Like,
wait, maybe you get just, you see this aura when you see the Kashya Shel Tefillin. And now you're Nana from the aura Ein Sof. In other words, once he saw the Kashya Shel Tefillin, it says that, Rashi says, I think, Vayikra has a little aleph, and Moshe Rabbeinu took the ink, the leftover ink, and he put it on his face. That is the interface.
That's the in our bodies, that's the interface of the sacral to the rest of our body.
Right. Vayikra. Vayikra.
Vayikra.